AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House continues to work on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to force President Trump out of office through the 25th Amendment. Pence has written House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying he will not take such an action because he sees it as not being in the best interest of the nation or consistent with the Constitution, and that it was time to unite our country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Even if the House passes the resolution calling for Pence to help, it's likely it will also act on a second impeachment of President Trump tomorrow. This time, at least three Republicans will agree, including Wyoming's Liz Cheney, third in the House GOP leadership. That angers Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, one of President Trump's staunchest supporters.
She should resign her position as conference chair. She should not be serving this conference. That's it. This is crap right here. You can put that down. This is the stupidest thing.
President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration is a week from tomorrow. The FBI and Justice Department say they will track down and prosecute those involved in the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The FBI Stephen Duantano says they've opened more than 160 cases so far and adds it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Even if you've left D.C., agents from our local field offices will be knocking on your door.
Duantano says the FBI issued warnings this could happen. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin has put together a strike force.
Their only marching orders from me are to build seditious and conspiracy charges related to the most heinous acts that occurred in the Capitol.
Sherwin says this is being treated like a significant international counterterrorism or counterintelligence operation.
People are going to be shocked with some of the egregious contact that happened within the Capitol.
This is AP News. A casino power broker and top Republican donor is dead.
Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire casino mogul and Republican mega donor and influencer, died Tuesday from complications related to treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 87. Adelson's death was announced by the Las Vegas Sands. The son of Jewish immigrants raised in Boston, Adelson became one of the world's richest men. Forbes ranked him the 19th wealthiest American with an estimated $29.8 billion. Adelson, a staunch supporter of Israel, was closely aligned with the conservative Likud Party. I'm Mike Gracia.
Florida attorney Fred Levin, who won a multi-billion-dollar legal settlement with the tobacco industry in the 1990s, died today, several days after contracting the coronavirus. He was 83. Levin used his success for philanthropic work, donating more than $35 million. University of Florida named its law school after him in 1999. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.